This is Radio Today.
Tech Scoops is proudly brought to you by NewsScoop.
Hello and welcome to Tech Scoops. My name is Dane. Let's talk tech. In today's show, we have a captivating lineup that will keep you glued to your seats. So, without further ado, here's what's coming your way. Starlink, direct-to-mobile network launched in key SADC country. Meta rejects claims it sought to hook children to Facebook and Instagram. Your iPhone is about to get a massive upgrade. And Africa's Moon Telescope project will listen for alien technology.
Stay tuned. This is Tech Scoops.
Airtel Africa launched Africa's first commercial direct-to-phone satellite service, Starlink Mobile, in the Democratic Republic of Congo this month, in partnership with SpaceX. The service allows customers with compatible LTE Android smartphones to connect directly to Starlink's satellites without the need for additional equipment. Currently, it supports SMS and light data applications like WhatsApp, but lacks voice, browsing, or streaming capabilities. The service aims to extend connectivity to various sectors, including logistics and humanitarian efforts. While Airtel does not operate in South Africa, both MTN and Vodacom are pursuing similar technologies with varying progress. Regulatory hurdles may impact future expansions, and competition in the sector is intensifying as companies seek to establish satellite-based mobile services. Meta Platforms has rejected allegations from 29 U.S. states that it intentionally designed Facebook and Instagram to addict children for profit. The lawsuit, led by states including California and New Jersey, accuses Meta of harming young users through anxiety and depression while violating federal laws on children's data privacy. The trial, viewed as a significant test of social media's impact on youth, could lead to substantial financial penalties and operational changes for Meta. Jurors will listen to testimonies including that of a former Meta safety engineer as the company defends its practices. The trial is set to last 6 weeks. Siri, having traditionally excelled in basic functions, is set to receive a significant upgrade with the introduction of Siri AI, due next month alongside new Apple devices including a foldable phone. This revamped Siri, highlighted at the developer conference in June, promises improved contextual understanding and broader world knowledge by integrating personal information from messages, emails, and photos directly on the device. Unlike chatbots, Siri AI will leverage user data with permission, allowing for more tailored responses. It operates via a new framework allowing third-party apps to integrate, but relies on developers for broader functionality. Apple has partnered with Google for model development while ensuring user privacy. Siri AI is expected to enhance user experience and functionality, particularly for iPhone models with adequate memory. The success of this initiative may hinge on whether it can outperform established competitors by being more useful to users, especially given its access to personal data. The design of Africa to Moon, an African radio telescope set to launch with China's mission in 2029, has been published in Nature Astronomy. This innovative instrument consists of three bounced African low lunar spheres that roll across the lunar surface. Each sphere contains independent components, including antennas and solar panels, and will operate for at least 6 Earth days to observe various celestial bodies and search for techno signatures. Notably, Rhodes University plays a key role in this mission, leveraging expertise developed through projects like Meerkat and the Square Kilometer Array. The collaboration with China significantly reduces the mission's costs, allowing it to proceed. The primary challenge remains combining weak signals from the scattered antennas into clear images. That's it for today's Tech Scoops. We hope you found it informative and insightful. Don't forget to tune in next time for more exciting updates from the tech world.
Tech Scoops is produced by NewsScoop.
DSTV channel 869 and RT1485.com online. We're keeping it real.